This is Tackled Podcast, starring Kyla Gibbs, Lizzie Van Hart, and Alex Singleton.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Ooh, fucking carrot basket.
Carrot basket. You know, we're out here tackled podcast things. Liz is here. Say hello, Liz.
Hey, I don't get the whole Carol Baskin joke, so I'm just gonna...
I binge-watched Tiger King, okay?
I haven't finished it, but I get the joke.
And then we have Kyla Michelle over here.
Hello, hello. And then here's Douglas and Terry. Background. What, Terry, what is you doing?
Is that a doggo?
Was that doggo? Or a cat?
That was my cat, Benny Puss.
We're on FaceTime still currently.
Quarantine podcast things.
So, it's a nice, nice view.
You know, I am, however, currently with Kyla because we're around each other all the time anyways. If one of us has the Rona, the other one has it, so.
So, we can get quarantined together.
Facts. Liz, you look tired.
Oh, I am extremely tired. I'm always tired.
I wish I had a normal sleep schedule. I was thinking about that today, because I used to have, like, a normal afternoon schedule. Because I work the same day every schedule. I work Monday through Friday, 11 to 8 every day. So I will wake up at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning, do shit around the house, because I knew I wasn't going to want to do it when I got home from work.
Me.
And I would watch some Netflix, you know, and then I'd get in the shower, and then I'd get ready for work and go to work. And, like, I had, like, a normal life routine, and then on the weekends, it was whatever the fuck I wanted to do, because I was allowed to do my pick rest because I didn't have work. So, you know, it was a normal life. I miss it.
No wonder this shit tastes like ass. I didn't shake it.
You stupid bitch.
What is it?
Buzz balls.
Buzz balls.
They taste like ass.
Mine tasted good, but
I think they taste like cough syrup.
I don't know, I do like Bud Light lemonade though.
Yes, very recommend.
We don't recommend underage drinking.
Yes. Just to clarify that. You pay that people on an order.
Did you guys know that legally your parents are allowed to give you like one drink in your house? In like their house?
Fair enough.
I was like, damn, fact.
Seriously?
Yes.
What?
I learned it in, funny enough, I learned it in driver's ed because we were talking about like blood alcohol content shit. And it just kind of came up.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's crazy.
Damn, that's crazy.
I sure as hell didn't know that.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it makes sense. My mom, when I was, like, 13, I had to grow up a little faster than I should have. And so I was, like, mature, and I was, like, well, I thought I was mature, and I was, like, I want to try out. And so my mom gave me one Mike's Hard, or half of a Mike's Hard to try. She let my cousin and I split it. So, I mean, and technically it was completely legal.
My mom never even let me drink. The only thing...
Once I hit high school, my mom actually let me, like, drink, but, like, it was always in the house because she was like, I'd rather you do it at home than anywhere else.
I mean, fair enough. At least she lets you drink. Like, my mom was the same way. I mean, the first time I ever got drunk was with my mom, so...
Same.
That was fun.
I got drunk for the first time at my aunt's house, not even gonna lie. I remember distinctively sitting there on her sidewalk in the middle of her yard, looking for my phone that was literally right next to me. And I looked for this phone for, like, at least 30 minutes. And it was right next to me the entire time.
The first time I can remember being drunk, like, drunk, was we had a New Year's Eve party at our house. And my mom made pudding shots, and they were cannoli pudding shots. They were so good. Oh, my God. I couldn't stop, like, taking them because they just tasted so good. I couldn't even taste the alcohol. And so I was, like, I was drunk.
when I got drunk, it was with a Four Loko, like, two shots of Fireball, and, like, two shots of, like, this root. I don't know what it was, but, like, my mom had it, but it was, like, a vodka-type thing. And I don't like vodka. I passed out with, like, a balloon. I don't even know what the fuck. Right, my mom took a picture. I was like, yo, delete that shit. I think I low-key, like, went and deleted it, because, like, I was like, no, fuck that. Because she would post it. She never said anything about it, though.
Maya! I do also remember one time, Kyla knows who CJ is. CJ is, one of our friends. She used to live at my house with me. And it was me, my mom, my stepdad, Kirsten, CJ, and then Kirsten's boyfriend, Corey. And we all drove to Lancaster for the weekend because my little brothers were with their dad. And we stayed in, like, a different hotel down the road, like, 5 minutes down the road from where my parents were because they didn't have enough rooms in there. And my mom had bought us a big 24-pack of Mike's Hard. And DJ and I had our own hotel room, and we were in there drunk as fuck, just talking, like, just telling, like, stupid stories. Like, she told me about this time, like, she cuddled with one guy in one night, did something with the other, or made out with another one.
Okay, just put
and she couldn't remember who the guy's name is that she cuddled with, and do you guys remember when that, the thing was in Zoom where it was, like, hi, I'm, like, Kyla, and I think I'm cool because da-da-da-da-da, huh, like those.
Yeah.
I took one of her, and I was like, hi, I'm CJ, and I think I'm cool because I cuddled with a guy whose name I can't remember.
How fucking 14-year-old-ish was that?
I was 15, okay?
Alright, guys, we are gonna be right back. We're gonna take a quick break real quick, and we'll see you when we get back.
Just, you know, apologize.
Alright, guys, sorry for that brief interruption. We had some things to work out real quick, but we are back, and I just realized that we're almost at 420, guys. Well, technically, it's 420 every day this month, but... Me, as being preggers, can't smoke it right now, but I'm super excited. I'm about to celebrate after I have this baby. We about to have 420 in July.
That's mine. I'll come drink with you.
I mean, I'm always high, so...
Facts.
Yeah, every time I see y'all, you guys are smoking and you're high.
Facts. I mean, what else is we supposed to do? I'm in the house high, and the house is high with me. So
quarantine things. Quarantine things.
Oh my god! You know how everyone's obsessed with that Animal Crossing game on the Switch, right? So
yeah,
I have a Switch like at my house. It's my dad's, but it's like just the traditional Switch. So my friend Sophia posted a picture on Snapchat of her and her boyfriend. They both bought these Switches. And they were, like, all solid, like, light blue and all solid, like, pastel yellow. Like, they were so pretty. And I was like, I slid up. I was like, oh, my God, bitch, it's yellow. I said, looks like... And she was like, bitch, they have pink, too. And I was... Pink's my favorite color. So I was like, all right, yes, I'm buying a Switch with my stimulus check. Like...
Heck, yeah.
A Switch and a new laptop because I gotta get a laptop so I can start on those, you know, college classes.
Dang shit.
I honestly, I'm still stuck on the DS Nintendo Animal Crossing. I literally have been playing that for like almost a week now, every day. And I'm kind of obsessed, but I don't like the whole, personally, I don't really like the Switch Animal Crossing. I played it for a little bit and I just don't like all the gadgets. I'm not very high tech with like gaming stuff, but like I could kill at some Black Ops.
Best friend, his name is Zach, my male best friend, because I have, you know, my best friend is this bitch, Kyla, next to me, but Zach taught me, Zach and my friend Sophia, she's my friend, like, one of my really good friends, we've been friends since elementary school, but technically, she's my, like, fourth cousin, but whatever, it'd be like that in my family, it really do, they taught me how to play Fortnite. I did okay. I mean, like, I had Sophia to help me. Like, we were playing together on a team. But, like, I don't know. I used to play Destiny all the time. I loved Destiny. And I played Overwatch. I love Overwatch. Because I'm just a big fucking nerd. I literally sit in my living room and watch my dad play video games because it just, I just enjoy it.
Hell yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do. It's fun.
That's how it used to be. Like, I would go to my dad's every other weekend and he only had a one bedroom apartment. So, like, it was, we were around, when we were home, like, we were both around each other. Like, there was no getting out of it. And my dad would play games and I would just sit there and watch or, like, read a book.
I was that boring nerd little kid.
Sims. I always just watch you watch Sims and Minecraft.
Sims. I love the Sims and Minecraft. Yes. That's also part of the reason I need to get a better laptop is so that I can play Minecraft without it being really fucking laggy and not working. And so that my Sims actually works and stops, like, uninstalling itself from my computer, making me have to reset my computer every 2 fucking months.
Aww.
That's what you get when you buy a $300 Walmart computer.
Belt.
Yeah, and this is why we're getting a better one. And also because I, my computer sucks. Like, I can't do fucking work on that shit.
Oh. And plus, aren't you starting to do classes?
Yes. We're going to sign up for college classes next fall, guys.
Heck yeah, go get that education.
Online so I can still make that shmoney while I'm doing it.
Education. Connection.
Oh my god, you just brought a memory back that I didn't even know that I had.
Same!
They redid that commercial a couple years ago, too, with a guy. And I was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah. You were this like, nah, complete- bring back my basic-ass, white, brown-haired bitch, please.
Right.
Right, they completely, like, redid the entire commercial, and I was so upset, honestly. Like, I was like, this is trash. This is complete and utter trash right now. Hurricane. So, when do you guys think that this quarantine thing is going to be over?
Honestly, the end of the year. I mean, I honestly don't even know.
I'm just trying to get through it because, like, I'm really not digging it.
I feel like, personally, nothing's gonna go back ever to normal. After this. Like, there's gonna be something different. There's something's gonna happen, I feel like.
Oh my god, that is so cute!
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah, I wish y'all could see this right now.
They're little shorts! Like,
yeah. It'd be great if Kyla's Wi-Fi actually worked on my phone once. It, like, never works on my phone for some fucking reason.
It's because we're in the basement.
Yeah, but it always works on your phone.
Not really. Sometimes it, like, be going on and off.
Yeah, but it, like, never lets me connect. It always tells me the password's wrong.
It depends. You have to go to the 5G one. Because the regular one doesn't work for some reason.
The 5G one doesn't pop up?
Yeah, because you gotta get closer.
I'm gonna
look at his cute little hobbit coming to him outfit.
Aww.
It's a cute little footsie.
I love footsie pajamas. Like, I swear to God, adult footsie pajamas, 12 out of 10. I used to have Finn from Adventure Time, and I have this one that has, like, little owls all over it. Like, it literally looks like baby clothes, but normal human size.
Right.
I got that as a Christmas pajamas, because we do Christmas Eve pajamas, my mom, every year. And I got those as Christmas pajamas, and then my brother's dad bought me this giant fucking unicorn. So I just looked like a giant toddler that Christmas.
Oh my god, I love that. I had like 3 or 4 minion onesies. They are my favorite. All time.
Picture of it somewhere.
Favorite onesies ever.
I'll post a picture on the Facebook so that everyone can see, but I'll also send it to you right now.
Oh yeah, that's right. We do, for y'all that didn't know yet, or, well, yeah, we do have a Facebook page.
Yes, and we officially have our own page on Spotify.
Oh, double whammy right there. Since I forgot.
And I think the like Apple Podcast is supposed to be coming soon too.
Yes, if it like takes longer to process. Terry and Doug could clarify that one. If they're paying attention to us.
Hello? Ladies, you are already on Apple Podcast and Spotify. We are currently waiting for the rest of the stuff to be approved. But at this time, it is Spotify and Apple Podcast that you can find Tackled.
Look. Oh, yes. Y'all is about to hear us in surround sound wherever, whenever. Oh, yeah.
Look for the mozzarella stick on the cover page.
Yes.
My dumbass didn't even realize.
It's okay, you had your pregnancy high, literally.
But yes, I'm going to post this picture on the Facebook if I can ever fucking find it, because Instagram won't load, and I don't know if I have it saved to my phone. But I'll find out.
Look at this cute little...
Oh my god, I have so many pictures.
He's cute little pimp. I've honestly,
I need to do shopping.
Well,
between her baby shower and then, like, I know Low and T's birthday party's canceled though, but like, I still need to get him something.
Yes, because that's still.
Ew! Our- what the fuck?
What the fudge is
what
that?
What the fuck was that, Terrence?
That was Doug.
Oh, Doug, sorry, wrong one.
Douglas, what are you doing, bro?
I'm trying to find this. I'm not paying attention to shit.
Oh, God.
His first little sailor outfit.
Likes to send random stuff to us from time to time.
Yeah, Doug sends us, like, random shit that's so funny, though.
I love it.
This was me sleeping with my giant unicorn, and CJ took a picture of it. Oh. Yikes.
Oh my god, I love it.
She said this bitch and her unicorn. I used to, my mom said I cuddled it like it was a boyfriend.
I did that with my giant bear that I got. My mom literally got me this freaking 5 foot something bear, taller than me, for Valentine's Day, because that's all I wanted, and I didn't have a boyfriend, and she knew that I was not going to be able to catch a boyfriend that fast.
Aww.
Yeah. My mommy was my Valentine.
When I lived at my mom's and CJ lived with us, CJ and I were each other's Valentines every year. And then after I moved out, it became like CJ, Kyla, Izzy, Alyssa. Kyla's my Valentine every year. I always give her a Valentine's Day present. I still have to give you yours from this year. Oops, it's April.
Are you kidding me? I still have Kyla's Valentine's Day present from like last year.
Yikes.
I still haven't given it to her.
I don't even like getting gifts, honestly. That's my problem. I really don't like receiving presents. I feel like if I want to get something, I'll just get it myself.
Where did the K go?
It fell off. I don't know what happened. It like dropped one day and it popped off. I haven't just decided to go and get the glue
on.
So, yeah.
I bought Kyla a thing for, like, her birthday or something. It's a little plaque, and it has a K on it, and it's got, like, two little hooks on it. Yeah, and the K fell off.
I put my hook on it, and currently
it isn't. Dang shit.
Family group chat popping.
They don't shut up, I swear to God.
Ew.
I'm at work and my phone is going off every 2 fucking seconds from
okay,
the group chat.
I'm at work too.
I'm not even gonna lie, I had to mute my family's group chat because can't.
Motherfuckers are popping all day long, and then like
shit. Like there I was don't one care day, to decline them.
There was one day in the span of like 2 hours, I got four fucking family FaceTime chats on Facebook Messenger. I was like, damn, bitch, like.
I know the one day, because, like, it was, like, me, Kirsten, and Brooke, and, like, we were just all chilling and stuff, and we were just in the Burger King parking lot talking to my mom.
I was asleep here!
Oh, yeah! I forgot. Because you're dumbass, you tried waking her up.
I was so dead, because after you guys passed out, I stayed up and watched television, watching Gossip Girl.
I fucking love Gossip Girl, bro.
Yes, bitch.
Yes. Like, XOXO, Gossip Girl, bitch.
No, listen. Terrence and Doug. Put a thing in the description, like, of the last, episode, they put like XOXO tackled girls. That's how we're signing off the podcast now, bitch.
Okay, sounds fun.
Two against one. I know you've never seen Gossip Girl.
I've never really, seen it. Like, I can't go against it if I haven't seen it.
Facts. Oh my, so cute. So cute. And can we just appreciate that the girl who plays, crap. Pregnancy Brain. Oh my god. Pregnancy Brain.
Is she one of the main characters?
Yeah. Blair.
Blair.
Sorry. The girl who plays Blair, she... There's a movie on Netflix called The Roommate. She literally looks the exact same.
Yes.
Like, she looks no different.
She doesn't look like she's aged at all. She still looks like a teenager.
Right? Girl. Bitch. What that's... Like, what kind of moisturizer is you using right now? Because, I'm in vest.
Yes. Like...
Like, crazy.
You know, it's really screwed up when you don't age, but you do a movie the same time you're doing Gossip Girl.
Got your asses.
Oh.
Hold on.
Is that what happened? Oh. Oh, okay.
Those mozzarella sticks are made out of mozzarella.
Y'all need to just... I'm gonna go back into my hut. I'm going back into hibernation, guys.
Look what you did, guys. You don't flip away.
Yeah. Liz can't communicate with the outside world. Sorry, I'm attempting to find a white onesie right now. I'm packing a hospital bag.
Not once in this podcast, and you know it's 4:20 weekend.
420.
Also, I was coming over here to guys over the age of 18 to be on this podcast because
can't smoke tobacco products.
Or did they change that now? Because now it's 21.
I don't fucking know.
Well, whatever the fucking age is before tobacco.
Well, actually,
21 in most states.
See, if you can see movies with rated R stuff like marijuana and tobacco and alcohol at 18, then technically you can still listen.
I mean, whatever. We all know the vibes here. No one
knows
shit.
We're not.
Oh shit! It's 12:00. I should probably start cooking. Blair's dinner. Huh? Who's Blair?
My stepdad.
Oh, okay. We were just talking about Blair. I thought it was another Gossip Girl thing. I thought, I'm sorry.
You know I haven't watched it.
Blair's one of the lead characters on Facts of Life.
Can we talk about Serena, though? Like, Blake Lively is so fucking pretty. And she, I know for a fact that bitch has aged.
Right?
Like, her and Ryan Reynolds made beautiful babies. They're such a beautiful couple. Ugh.
They really are. Like, honestly, they make my heart melt every time. What is this? More baby clothes. Okay. Love that.
You know who else is a cute celebrity couple? Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Yes.
Facts. Chrissy Teigen is a queen.
Ashton Kutcher and Mia.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah. The only couple that they still give me faith and love. Not gonna lie. Like, they just don't break up. So.
My heart.
Right?
Did you guys know that Gwen Stefani's like 50-something? What the fuck?
Yeah, actually.
Did you guys
know? She's almost 50.
Really?
I think she's like 51, though.
Did you guys know that
the fact that, like, Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, like, they're all in their 50s? From, like, Friends and shit? Like, what?
All right, not gonna lie, not to cut on Courtney Cox because she's funny as shit, but she looks like she's 50. She looks like she's like 55 by now. Like, but
not gonna lie, to be honest, she looks like she's crackhead 50.
Right? Like, anybody else think that she went through a crackhead phase too?
I think she looks like she.
But I'm not sure that Chandler.
Friends character.
Oh, mine was Chandler all the fucking way. He gets me out 24/7. Everything he said, like, I remember when they walked in, and she was like, Rachel was like, and just to let you know, it doesn't happen every guy, and it is a big deal. And he was like, I knew it. Oh my god, I died. Oh my god, that's one of my favorite Chandler moments. Oh my god, I die every time. Every single
time. I like the one in the beginning, like in the first episode, where he's ragging on Joey for like his like Peter Pan play, and Joey's like, I will not take this abuse, and Chandler's like, okay, and then he just gets up and runs out of the apartment and goes, once I was a little wooden boy.
Oh my god, yeah. You cannot pay me enough to do crazy.
I was like, oh,
you cannot do me pay me enough to do crazy shit like he did, but like, I love him so much. He's so funny. It breaks my heart.
My child Chandler, like girl or boy, Chandler.
Does it is unisex.
Facts, and I like that shit.
Hell yeah.
Guys, so I heard this post on Facebook, and it like, she said like facts, like she shared a post and like above it wrote facts, and I was like, hold the fuck on. I commented on it. I was like, I don't think I've ever heard you say facts in my life. And now I can't stop imagining it. And then I told my friend Kayla that works with me about it. And she was like, now I can't stop imagining it. Like, I've never heard that woman say that.
Right? That's just crazy. I love when people say random shit that they've never said out of the blue. And, like, you literally turn your head and you're like, oh, you're finally saying that.
Like,
I didn't know that you were that evolved in language.
Kyla's gonna take a quick bathroom break.
Oh, Kyla, she gotta pee?
Yep.
Oof.
I'm surprised Liz doesn't have to pee more during our podcast sessions.
Oh, I do have to pee right now. I'm just holding it, because, yeah.
Facts.
But, plus, I'm trying to get this hospital bag packed, or at least some of it packed. We attempting.
What are you doing, Doug?
I'm really stoned, so I'm kind of just doing these, like, in my head, just dancing. To the pattern that you are talking to. Like, the beat of your voice. Just do a little dance while you talk.
I'll be right back. I gotta text the baby dad.
Oh, rip.
Rip, 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 rip. All right. So, like, how has the coronavirus affected your guys' family? Like, do you know anybody who's gotten it or had any friends of friends you've know gotten it?
I do know someone who has the corona. So, my brothers, they have a different dad than I do. His fiance's mom has it. She has the Rona.
Oh my God. Yeah, there's like, I have a friend, my cousin, her husband's grandmother's best friend, and grandmother's best friend's daughter both died from it last week.
Aww.
So, like, yeah, it was close enough that I believe, you know, that's the only people that I've heard that had it. And I'm glad it's not as bad as I thought it would be by now.
Yeah. I do remember, like, they were saying, like, it's very possible that we've already had it for, like, a period of time now. Like, at the end of last year, if you were, like, diagnosed with an, like, some form of upper respiratory infection that they weren't quite sure what it was, that that was probably the corona.
Yeah.
And I had that. And then it was also talking about how, like, the kind of type of the flu that we had was, like, really different. And, like, flu shots weren't working.
Yeah, I remember that, too, because I got that.
I had that shit, too. And I, like, never get sick.
Yeah. Because I'm the same way. I never get sick. And it was like, November. Around November, I got flu A and B. I was really sick.
Yeah.
And, but they told me I had both flu A and B, but at the same time, they also said that the tests weren't positive for that. So I don't think they knew what it was.
Yeah, and, like, my fever wasn't high enough for it to really technically be the flu. Like, my fever was only, like, 99.4 or something like that.
Me? I'm pretty sure I had the corona, guys.
I think I had it.
I'm pretty sure I had it, like, a month ago.
Because, like, I literally...
2 months ago. Not gonna lie.
I worked that day. Like, I woke up feeling, like, fine, and then I got to work, and I just started, like, slowly, like, by, like, 4 o'clock. I go into work at 11. I felt, like, absolute shit. Like, I had to go home. Like, I did not look okay. My boss was like, as soon as Brian and Lindsay get here, like, you're going home. Like, I called my dad. It was like, Dad, like, you should pick me up from work and take me to urgent care.
Freaking, remember when I wasn't feeling good, like, all those weeks ago? I think it was when, like, the beginning of the podcast when we started it.
Yes.
That was bullshit. I was sick for over 2 weeks. Like, I was in hell, and pretty sure I had the corona, but it's probably
back
not.
In November. I think back in November I had it, because, like, a few of my friends had it, and, like, I was, like, hanging around with them and stuff, and I was just, like, sick for a week, and, like, I did go home early, like, on my off days, really, like, my afternoon off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I actually believe that that first wave that came through was the normal thing. And those who got it, we kind of developed immunity to it. So when this second wave came through that had already mutated and became really bad, you know, it's hitting up those people that weren't pre-immune to it.
Yeah. I have to find a pen and paper.
I keep forgetting that I need to go to the dollar store and get a kit to fix my fucking glasses. Because, listen, I'm so mad at how my glasses broke, because they broke because I was trying to prevent them from getting broke. Like, so I was on Dylan's couch, and he, like, started attacking me, like, tickling me. So I, like, took my glasses off because I was, like, thrashing around because I hate being tickled. So I took my glasses off and threw them on the floor so they didn't get broken while I was thrashing. And then I forgot that I threw them on the floor, and I got up and I stepped on them. I was so mad. And now I have to wear my ugly glasses. I hate them. I haven't been wearing my glasses at all. Like, I've been having the worst headaches, but I refuse to wear those glasses because they're so ugly.
It's just kind of sad. Yeah. They're not even
beauty
that
is bad. Pain. I already look like a hot mess half the time. I can't look like an ugly hot mess half the time.
You stop, you done.
Listen, no. I just don't give a fuck anymore. Like, I barely have the time to put makeup on my face anymore. Like, I just don't care. I was like, well, Dylan see me without makeup and he still wants to fuck me, so. I don't really need this.
Liz.
I hate having to shave consistently. It's so fucking annoying.
I had to pee, so I muted it.
No, you're fine. Have you tried waxing? Like, does that, like, because I liked waxing, but I had to get used to it.
Waxing what? My vagina or my armpits or my legs?
Like, anywhere on your body.
No,
I've never tried.
I've never even had my eyebrows done.
I waxed my eyebrows one time, and I literally sat straight up on that table. I was like, oh, no, never again. But I'll be there because I'm going to wash my hands.
I mean, I said the same thing about my nipples. Like, I was so scared to get my nipples pierced, but I didn't feel shit, so.
I want to get my nipples pierced.
So, I feel like I can handle waxing.
I need to change my nose ring to a hoop because I'm tired of having to fix my nose ring consistently.
I was low-key thinking about getting mine a hoop, but.
I have a pack of hoops because I bought them after we got our stuff.
I don't want to change it myself.
I already had to because mine fucking came out. When I was in the bathtub taking a face mask off.
I don't trust myself doing it. I'd rather just have someone do it.
I'm sure Kirsten could help you do it.
Either Kirsten or I'm going back up there and getting it done.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to wait a while because of the Rona.
I have to get mine redone.
I don't mind waiting because it's only been a couple months.
It's been 4 months.
Yeah.
Mine's been out for almost a year. So, like, I definitely have to get that bitch re-pierced.
I've had my belly button pierced since I was 12.
I really want to get, like,
and it's nipples. Never closed. I did
That's want crazy.
To get my belly button ring out, though, and I had to wait for it to re-heal. Because I had a dangly piece on, and it got stuck on my blanket and the sleeve. And it, like, I moved, and it ripped out of my fucking belly button. That shit hurt.
I'm debating that whenever I, if I'm gonna, like, redo my, like, change my nipple piercing.
They have really cute ones. You could get cute ones that could, like, bite me or something. Like,
they have ones that literally cover your entire nipple, and I think those are so cool. It's kind of like a bullet shield for your nipple.
That's fucking awesome.
Great.
No, because I kind of like these baby socks, so I don't want that for the
dog. See, I like that too. Not gonna lie.
But there are these, because you know how I am with skulls. I did see, like, these cute, like, heart-shaped skull hand ones that, like, go around the nipple. And, like, I think those are kind of cute. And for the fact that, like, I plan on getting a tattoo with, like, skulls that cup around, like, under my breast, like, my...
Yes!
So, like, if I get them piercings, like, I think it'll just look great.
You'll have a whole theme.
Facts. I love it.
Yeah.
I have a skull theme with, like, my tattoos, kinda.
I love it. I can't wait to get my tattoos. Oh, my God. I'm gonna get, like, 3 at the same time. Oh.
I need another tattoo, but I'm not.
I have to get mine finished. Like, I was supposed to get mine finished, and they, literally, right before.
I can't wait to look like a bad bitch like Kylo with all her tattoos.
I have 7 more tattoos that I want to get right now.
Yes, like, I can't wait till I look like Kylo.
And I have 4.5 currently, because I don't count this as 5 yet.
All right.
I know. I'm not weirdo. But, listen.
Dude, you look like a bad bitch with this, even though it's not finished yet.
So. Which blanket goes with orange?
What?
With a baby. On.
Okay. That's blue and green.
Yeah, what's the other one?
There's gray, blue, and gray and white, and then there's one that is like elephants that are blue and gray. Like, nothing goes with orange.
I think green goes with orange.
Yeah, but I'm trying to pack
like the gray. Fucking... Gray.
Gray and orange, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to pack, like, a baby hospital bag, because I want to get it done, so that, like, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
facts.
And, like, there are so many things that has to go in this bag.
Yeah, I know, I was with my mom, helping to help my mom with hers.
If I ever found out I was having a child, I would probably just pack mine, like, within, like, the first trimester.
Facts! You'd be like, I'm getting this out of the way, bro.
Okay, correction. These are swaddles.
That or I'd be procrastinating to like my water breaks. Yup.
Why is this hole back here?
I wasn't ready. I
was like, shit, what the fuck?
I was like, all right, I need someone to swing by the house and pack a baby bag. I'd be like, mom, while I'm in the hospital, can you pack a hospital bag? Mom, can you pack a hospital bag?
Not even gonna lie, like, I really thought that I was gonna have to send the baby dad or my mom out to get a car seat for him while I was delivering him. Like, of course, like, after I, like, while I was in the hospital with him, like, after he came.
That gets me the car seat.
Because, like, but now I don't have to worry about that, luckily. So, it's one less thing off my mind. And fucking the baby dad has his onesies that I need to go under his footies. I'm killing.
Beat his ass, bitch. Baby dads.
Right? Can't trust them.
I think the only good baby dad I've ever known in my life is my dad. My dad was a good baby dad to my mom. He paid child support like he was supposed to. He saw me like he was supposed to. He helped with you.
This man thinks he's getting away with helping with his kid.
Oh, I can feel it in my finger.
Ew.
What is it?
Oh, you're not paying attention. Yikes. I can feel it in my finger.
Oh.
I don't like that.
Oh, yeah, I just felt it happen.
Douglas decided to show us this meme, and you know when you tear the little finger nub by your nail, and it just like rips off part of your skin.
Yeah, it's like hang skin. It's like hanging skin instead of a hangnail.
And like, I just have to sacrifice and just rip the. I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Doug, I hate you for showing us that picture.
Alright, so you know what? I'm not doing this today.
Okay.
I'm getting annoyed.
Let me see the baby bump.
Oh.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Liz, you should post a picture of your baby bump on our Facebook page.
Oh, hell yeah, I have one from, like, 2 weeks ago.
You should do one recent now. Do one now. That looks cute right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, 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 just stay right there. Hold up. Excuse me. From here. Okay, first of all, why did Terry's name pop up right there? Anyway, we'll just go with it. There we go. Okay. Screenshotted it.
Yeah. He's getting big. He's getting heavy too.
Remember Kirsten when she was like 3 months pregnant had a bump because she was like really skinny?
Yes. Oh my fucking bitch.
He popped off.
I've been waiting for a baby bump for so long. Yeah, and then I woke up one day and I was like, oh, hello.
And now we have Lolo. My nephew, he's the cutest.
He is so cute, oh my gosh. He's so cute. That's the girl that I met, right?
Yes.
The one that was in, yeah, okay.
Yes, on the one of the podcasts before.
Yeah.
The last
yeah. Things. I'm really good with faces, but I suck with names.
Yes.
Here's so, like, I remember her face. I just don't remember her name very often. Her little man was so cute.
He's the cutest.
I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday. Guess he gets to get blood work done yet again.
No.
Yeah, third week in a row. Third week in a motherfucking row.
Alrighty.
Well, guys, after all this discussion of random things that we love to talk about yet again, always a great time with us, with our little ADHD selves.
Yes, we're always all over the place.
Always. Sadly, we're out of time for today, but we will see you guys next week or in a few weeks. And stay cool and stay fun. And XOXO.
To rep one.
Oh, yeah. You got to follow us and go and check out our new Facebook page and all that.
The Tackle Podcast. We'll put the links down below and stuff for you to follow. For the ones that are available, so.
See, Kyla knows all this technical jargon.
I watched a lot of YouTube when I was depressed, so.
Facts. Me.
Still do, so.
But yeah.
Again, we'll see you guys next time.
XOXO, Tackled Girls.